Every festive we wake up with the damn sparrows. But Mzala, no, she's up at 1 p.m. Kari, and we're like, but where you been though? You're opening pots like you cooked.
A combination meal, inspired by seven colors, there's something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
CliffCentral.com.
And what a beautiful intro into our show, Adair. Thank you for that. That was amazing. I really appreciate it.
I got you, dog. Don't worry.
Can I finish?
I got you.
Okay. Okay, everybody, welcome back to yet another episode of the Millennial Gen.
And holidays begun, bro.
Holidays begun. Like, I'm pretty sure all y'all are out there on holiday in Thailand, Bali, Australia. Where else do people go on holiday?
Everywhere, bro.
Everywhere.
Like, it's just out one there, of those general things.
Everywhere. From a day.
I'm sure I had to kind of shut you down. Like, I didn't know what you were saying.
But why you gotta shut me down?
You were putting me on the spot, dude. There was like, where do people go on holiday? I don't know, bro. Where people decide to go on holiday?
Where would you go on holiday right now?
Right now.
If you could choose, don't say London.
I'd choose to work with my homies that are in studio with me right now.
Hey, but that's why we're here. So, without further ado, let's introduce our guest for today. He is the one and only
Lenny.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, wow. Can't complain. Because we're at work. Who doesn't love their work?
Hey, when we do what we do, we gotta love what we do.
Definitely, 100%.
That's so true. See, we're rapping here already, guys.
Yeah,
no, acapella on the mic.
Decided today is gonna be a hell of a freestyle day.
Dude, I feel like because of the way our last show went, like, the way it was just so heat in terms of the rap, in terms... Man's freestyle, your boys. Your boys were in studio. K-Burn,
and LJ.
Yeah.
I saw that podcast, man.
Nah, that was a good sick one.
That was a good
those
one.
Those are the big brothers right there. You know what it is?
Yeah. Man,
holding it down as they do.
And you're going to be doing the same today.
Yo, I'm going to hope I can rep it for the city, man. I'm ready, yeah. Got a little something for y'all. See what I can do with that.
Okay. I'm excited now.
So let's just jump right in, I guess,
like as we always do.
Oh, yeah, flip the beat, man. Flip the beat. Let's do it.
Oh, Mans wants to get straight to the freestyle. I was just going to ask. Like,
is it the bed music? Is it a bit much for you?
Nah. You know, you always got to have them chill times. I don't mind the bed music. It's not that. I'm just a little excited.
The bed music, this show is fire.
I feel like Lenny is the type of guy that just takes a girl straight, like skips dinner and just like, let's go.
I will.
Man didn't even let me chat him up.
Hey, we live, bro. You can't be saying such things, bro.
Apologize to all of Lenny.
Yo, this guy threw me under the bus like that.
I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry.
And the moms as well, too.
I apologize. I'm so sorry. Okay. Other than that, though. Yes, thanks, Mark. Thanks.
Well, I thought I just had to break the ice, you know?
Break the ice with a bit of hype.
You know?
I mean, there's only one way to break ice, and that's with hype.
More tune for your head top, you know?
Okay. So,
don't quote me on that.
So, Lenny, dog, get into telling us how you began in this industry. Like, how did it start for you?
Well, I've always had, like, a cousin who's been involved in the entertainment industry, but more on the acting side. And nice. He used to... Toonzy does acting on lockdown right now. And he's doing a couple projects as well. And he also does like the Disney show Cookabout with Kirsten as well. I can't remember what channel it was on. But he used to live with us and he used to like freestyle in the study like when I was younger. He's like 7-8 years older than me. So he used to freestyle in the study when I was younger. I'd kind of sit and watch him and all that and be like, yo, man, like, man's saying some pretty cool things. And I'd also mess around with it a bit myself, like going on YouTube, SoundCloud, finding instrumentals, maybe getting instrumentals of like tracks that have already been out and like messing about with it. Nice. Then when I moved to the UK, I was 19, in my dorm room, still doing the whole messing about with it, not really taking it seriously, just like dabbing it like here and there. And then somebody knocked on my door and is like, yo, bro, like that music, what was going on? Like, who was that? Whose track was that? I was like, yo, dude, that was me spitting, bro, just messing around, bro. Like, just cut off the shower, getting dressed. That's what go on.
So it wasn't some angry neighbor trying to shut down the party.
No, it wasn't even. It was the opposite. It was like my neighbor feeling it. It was like, yo, dude, like, that was hot. That was sick, man. Is like that recorded or anything? It's like, is that out? Can I get it somewhere? I'm like, nah, man. Literally, just me chilling, doing in my room, just doing me, man. Like, so then from that day, I started taking it a little bit more seriously, started doing like smaller projects. Like 2 years ago, I dropped a YouTube called Made in Africa to the Drake Recognize instrumental.
Oh, nice.
That did all right as well. And then I also dropped a mixtape 2 years ago, just before that, called The Villain as well, which is on SoundCloud. You can cop it there. And yeah, that's kind of where it all started from. Started getting reactions from that, people asking me to release more stuff. Slept on it a bit because I was in the UK studying, and like, right, obviously you got to focus on the books, keep the parents happy, and
all
that.
We know all about that, dog. You know what I mean? Trying to run an entire company and like, we're studying at the same time.
Hey, no, we know what it is, man. We just got to keep on grinding, just keep on pushing.
Keep on keeping on.
Fruits out of our label will show one day.
Sleepless nights.
Hey, dog.
So when it came to your boom in creativity, basically, that's how I see it. I see it as the boom, like when you actually decide to take your creativity seriously enough to turn it into a profession. So with you, your creative boom was basically started because one of your roommates came up to you and was like, I'm feeling what you're putting out.
I like what you're doing. I like what I'm hearing. He was like, some of the niggas on radio need to hear what you're doing so they can copy and bite your shit. I'm like,
so he was like one of your first fans.
Yeah, you can say that. You can say it's one of the first.
Hey, bro, anyone that likes my shit is a fan, you know?
Hey, yeah, I hear that, man. Yeah.
Nah, but that's the way the industry needs to work. More and more people need to be feeling and telling people.
And also, don't be afraid to show your boys love. There's this thing these days, like, especially with niggas our age, bro, like, they struggle to show your boys love. They'll show you love, like, be like, oh, okay, I hope you do well. But then when you actually start doing well, it's just like, okay, no, don't do that well. Pull it back a little bit. You know what I mean? Dude. But then, hey, like we say, our haters are our motivators. So let's keep it that way.
Dude. But that's a big factor, dog, because these days most people are waiting and like relying on their friends to push them forward in terms of like just repping them and repping like what they're doing, what they're putting out. And I feel like not enough people are actually supporting their homies.
But that's the day and age we live in these days. Guys want to push their own hustle. Guys want to do their own thing. But then at the same time, helping your boys out as well, it needs to become a factor with doing that, because the more work you can do together, the more work you get done, and the more you can push each other. You know
and
what I'm saying? Grow as a team.
You can't just rely on the hype to motivate you. You gotta like dig deep into your own head and like
motivate yourself.
You know.
Also, it's one thing to have your own hype, and it's one thing for your boys to have their own hype. But then it's another thing if you're hyping and vibing with one hype. Exactly. You know what I mean? It becomes like a movement, something that other people collectively can get involved with and enjoy as well.
And you get to where you're going a lot faster than you would have if you were by yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, collaboration's been a huge thing, especially this year. Like, think about how many collabs there have been that have just changed the game, dude.
For a lot of people.
For real.
For a lot of people.
Exactly.
I mean, look at
so many different fields.
One example of a very good collaboration, which I thought was good for streetwear, was the Supreme Louis V.
Dude, that is exactly what I had
Supreme
in my mind.
Louis V changed streetwear's game, bro. Oh my days. And then Off-White started dabbing in there with Nike and all that.
Dog, Virgil.
Don't get me started.
Virgil Abloh managed to collaborate with IKEA.
IKEA.
Dog.
IKEA.
He made carpets.
Bro.
He made some carpets.
I want
one. Bitch eating, bro.
I want all of it.
Imagine skating on Off-White.
Boy.
Come on now. I want that lampshade. I saw a Supreme ashtray, dog.
Ashtray?
A Supreme ashtray.
Dog, have you seen the Supreme brick?
A brick.
What do you need a brick for, dude? Are you building a house with
Supreme?
There's actually a guy in Dubai. Man built an entire house out of these Supreme bricks. And you know Supreme isn't cheap.
Supreme isn't cheap.
Man enjoys flexing. That is ultimate flex. Like,
no flex zone. That's the ultimate flex zone. That I think that house.
Okay, so I see you stepped in here with a pair of Yeezys.
Yes sir. The V2 Oreos.
Are you a man of or a consumer of the hype?
I wouldn't say I'm a consumer of a hype. I would say I'm more of a nigga. I'm more of like, I like to do my own thing, you know. I'll go cop the shoes, yeah, because they're nice, not because everybody else is copying them. You know what I mean?
So it's more of the fuck the hype. We rock what we like.
You know what I mean? Like, I can comfortably rock H&M with Gucci and be fine.
Dog, represent. Like, just, I just had a fist bump, my nigga.
And be fine. Right
now. Let's
be
put fine. Up the fist bump counter. Let's see how many we'll get to today.
But I don't know. I want to touch on something real quick because it's actually been grinding my nose. I feel like these days people think that you can only be like fashionable if you're rocking brand labels.
It's a lie.
Yeah, people are too materialistic these days, dude.
It's a lie.
I won't lie. I've been caught up in the hype a bit. And
yeah, you.
Can 2018.
You're a shopaholic, boy. For sure.
An online shopaholic. I disagree with that. So remember back in the Abo Champion, Fleece, all those brands. Bape as well.
Mm-hmm,
We used to get them when we were in prep school, 13, 15 years old. We were getting Bape hoodies for about $60.
Dog.
100 rand. They're at Hip Hop Connections and the Waterfall.
Yeah, Brad Water Common.
Brad Water Common. There we go. Used to get those Bape hoodies, the jeans, the Evisu, all this.
I'm going to keep
everything. Yeah, them things, yeah, yeah. Bro. We used to get all of that for very reasonable prices. Huh, boy, I tried to buy a Champion sweatshirt the other day. It was looking at me £300.
What?
Champion, bruh. Something my mother was buying me when I was like 8.
Dog. The things we took for granted when we were children.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you know how many Bape hoodies I gave away as a child?
Dude, do you know that's what I was saying? Do you know how much gear I had?
That was
if
fire.
I still had
it
today,
now, it would be vintage
boy,
and it would be.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's all our parents' fault.
I blame them. I know for real.
Mom, I'm sorry. I'm joking. I love you. I really still want those shoes that you bought me for Christmas.
No,
like.
But mom, if you're listening, let's actually address something. Because I know there's a whole bunch of clothes that just vanished.
Just
and you know,
appear.
They always
hit
me with that thing.
What happened to them? Where are they?
Dude, you know, they had me believing they're gremlins in our house.
Yeah,
no.
You know how many pairs of Bape shoes I used to have, guys, and ice creams? Where are my ice creams, mom?
But you know what? Our parents, I know exactly what our parents is. Our parents went to church, gave them things away. Like, respect to that.
True.
People need them more than we do.
True.
There's some man's rocking some Champion, some Bape right now. Look,
tripping.
Fly as hell.
Swag goo.
Fly as hell.
Swag goo.
And they don't even know.
What swag?
They don't even know.
Drip. just came into the city. Sauce.
And then I'll walk into Santon for the first time and then.
Bruh. Sometimes walking into Santon hurts me, bro.
Oh, I
honestly don't. I don't even enjoy it anymore.
I don't go
real.
To Santon no more either.
I don't enjoy it, dude.
Unless I really have to. Like, I'm looking
dude.
For something specific.
Dude.
Like, today I was looking for the most specific thing.
What?
It was a micro USB to USB converter.
Oh, bro, come on. You didn't need to go to Santon for that.
You really did need to go to Santon. You've got Nickelway. You've got Bryson Shopping Center. You've got Hyde Park.
That was a basic thing, actually.
Okay, first of all, shut the fuck up. Santon is close. Closer to me, that's why.
You live right next to Rosebank. Just gonna put that out.
First of all, I went to Rosebank and they didn't have. And I went to Hyde Park and they didn't have.
Okay, there we go.
I went to three different places.
Okay, okay. Well. If that was your last option, we get it. We get it. But bro, you couldn't have said that was your only one though. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you said it was the closest place to you.
You really did. It when Rosebank is right there.
And
you
the
know?
Thing is, this is a podcast, so we've got
malls.
That shit recorded.
Hey, boy. We got the facts.
He mentioned
we
two
got
malls
the answers
that he went to first. Then all of a sudden, sentence the closest.
Oh, Mark just stood up and is about to leave the studio.
Don't be mungo, my G. It's all love. It's all love.
Like, nah, I had to come back and like redeem myself.
All right, Lenny. So let's jump back to the music scene.
Yes, my
dear.
Yes, my
dear.
Let's just
so
chill with roasting.
So when it comes to the music that you put out, who would you say inspires your style? Yeah.
Honestly, you gotta look at, flow wise, I would like Travis Scott, Big Sean, Nasty C. A little bit of Ludacris as well has really inspired
Chicken
much of the flow
that
I've been doing. And then also, in terms, because I got a little bit of some singing as well to it as well. Ooh, so, okay. Like, in terms of the trap soul vibe, Tory Lanez, Bryson Tiller, them boys, Roy Woods and them guys, they influence that vibe on the music. So also trying to bring that all together, but also rep SA in the 011, mostly the 011 about that, the North Side, you know what it is.
Much love to that, dog.
Yeah,
much
man.
Love to that. It's always nice seeing people that have gone overseas
and come back.
Nice seeing them return and come back with heat. But yeah. You know, coming back with heat is exactly what we need, because we need people repping SA. We need people.
Hey, we need people pushing our country and our vibe, bro. Like, we actually got a dope vibe and a dope atmosphere in this country. And living that side, you see how
people take it for granted being from South Africa and actually being from South Africa and living in the UK. You see how the people in the UK look at South Africa on like that low level of life. They don't really look at it. Sometimes they look at South Africa and they're just like, okay, yeah, it's a good holiday destination, but Jesus, the crime.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The crime, man.
How many people from overseas have actually come to South Africa and been robbed?
Actually, please, I'd like to know. Like, I want to know international specifically only. Don't give me locals. I want to know how many of them have been robbed and have gone through some lits in South Africa.
Like, I feel like
for it to actually be that way.
The truth is, South Africa, really, I've lived here my whole life. It's really not that bad.
It's not.
I mean, I have no problem walking in the streets. But the thing is, you have to be smart. You can't be stupid.
You can't pop up.
You can't be like walking around in the middle of the streets at 10 p.m. with your phone out, your Beats headphones on, your Yeezys on your feet.
Like,
it's not LA.
What do you think is gonna happen?
Even in there, you might get jumped for that shit.
Well, you can't do that shit in Compton. Walk around in Compton like that.
You just have to be smart, dude. But then back to the thing about the foreigners being hijacked. I heard a story, which I probably shouldn't bring up because it's definitely gonna make South Africa look bad. But I heard this story about there was this group of German tourists and they were on a bus, they were doing a tour, and some people who were dressed up as police stopped them, took them off the bus and robbed them blind, boy. Took everything from them.
Where
even
was this, do you know?
I can't remember where.
Yo.
Like when I heard the story, I was making a bit too much noise.
Guys, you know, podcasts are international, bro. We're supposed to be good looking South Africans out here promoting the best things.
Like, South Africa is the best. Like, I love this country.
RSA all the way.
You know, the city's the bomb diggity fresh.
Can you say the story, right, sir? That story you just told was from his new book that he's about.
My travels
good
in the city.
Good save.
I just need to stay away from there.
All right, so we have a few technical difficulties right now. I'm not sure how we're going to sort them out. But
you're a technical difficulty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your English is technical.
Like a technical difficulty.
Here we go. That's two fist bumps.
Fist bump number two. Fist bump number two. Let's rack them up, babe. Let's rack them up.
Shit.
Alright. So, I don't know if you guys are ready. I know Lenny is ready because man came into the studio like just wanting to spit bars straight away. He didn't even want to talk about himself or anything. So,
my nigga, I was born ready.
Okay. Ish. Okay. Yeah.
Alright.
You know when you stoked for words, bro? You don't even know what you're gonna say. And you're like trying. I was genuinely trying just now with all those hair and shush.
Just didn't come out.
Okay, so what are you feeling, dog? What type of beat you feeling?
Oh, give me something trappy.
Something trappy?
Something trappy.
Man had to go for the trappy.
What is some trappy?
Man had to go for the trap. Now I'm just going through our archives and things.
All of our like
the
ting, eight songs.
You know? You guys said all of our.
Exposed.
Now can I tell you what? We planned a few songs for you. We don't like giving people just easy things on the show. We like to challenge. We like to challenge creators. You know?
I promise you it's not because we don't have a choice.
I could find you a trap beat right now in 20 seconds, you know what I'm saying? I could find you a trap beat instantly.
Alright.
Bam bam bam. Bam bam. Heat. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a first beat and we're going to see if you can ride with it. I feel like you can because you're an extremely talented man. And Dick Grand and none.
Let's see what's going.
So, yeah, okay.
Are we ready for this one?
I am ready. Give me the countdown.
All right. No, I'm not giving you a countdown. This is some real things, blood. Some real things, blood.
He says as he counts me down.
Mm-hmm. So, the studio isn't loving us today, bro.
Hey. Alright, let's do what we can then.
The studio is not loving us today. Okay, let me find I Got You. Because Mans is used to this. Mans is used to being thrown curveballs.
Hopefully those ones are better.
No, you handle them curveballs like they're nothing, bro.
I heard something completely different. That's why I got overly quiet. I was just like, damn, nigga.
Let's try to keep this PG-13, shall we?
Wait a minute.
Hold up. You ain't gonna just speed past that like that.
Tuso, I'm sorry because this beat was intended for you, but you're a fire producer and this is all Lenny's right now. So, here we go.
Okay, ready when you are.
I'm here with the winner and new, and for the first time ever, two division champion, Conor McGregor. The first man ever to hold two titles simultaneously. How does this all feel to you?
Where the f*** is my second belt? I've already got this one. Where's the second one at?
Cheap. Yeah.
$4.2 billion has come to the cell phone.
Yeah.
Where's that second belt?
The light at the end of the tunnel keep disappearing. Got me caught up in my darkest hour, my demons be facing me. For a long, long, long time, I thought I had it figured out. But all along, the devil been orchestrating what I put out. Through the disappointments and the lies, my actions hurt the ones I hold close. Mama, this supposed to have been done with me. But now I'm started on a new leaf. I'm seeing the light and my choices are different. Yeah, yeah. I got a new drive, I'm a man on a mission. Yeah, yeah. The things that you say that might be troubling. Yeah, yeah. I'm doing this shit and I run from my city. Yeah, yeah. Lenny Banks on this shit. Yeah, on this shit I be killing it. Yeah, up and on, I'm a kid. Yeah, I know I'm a get. Yeah, Lenny Banks on this shit. Yeah, I'ma know I'm a killer. Yeah, I'ma get it on this shit. Yeah, yeah, you know that I'm running. Yeah, running on a new leaf. Yeah. Running on a new leaf, yeah. I've grown up, I'm changing my ways. Rip my country out in the RSA. RSA, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Wolf of Joey, go run the whole game. Work to get money, don't need the fame. Living lavish, the king of the north. Yeah, we living, yeah, we living. Yeah, we living, yeah, we living. All my niggas in the building. Keep it savage when we grinding. Hype my name up for the nation. Alpha pack on my station. Keep my status on the low, low. Now I'm turning up every show. Lenny Banks, yeah, you know that, hoe. Lenny Banks, yeah, you know that, hoe. Lenny Banks, yeah, you know that, hoe. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I stay grinding for my people. I stay grinding for my city. I stay grinding for the family. No flexing cause it's Lenny. Stay grinding when I need to. Stay grinding for my city. You know it's me and I get it. All this shit is a lit, yeah.
Alright. I got a few more for you. That was heat, dog. I feel like all you guys must just actually just chill with each other and practice freestyling together.
Like, bro, I'm going to throw this beat at you. Let's see what you can do with it, dog.
Yo, that beat is hot, though. Who produced it?
Ah, Tuso. Oh. Tuso, hey. A.K.A. I go by Snow. A.K.A. Snow. Just Snow, actually. It's just
Now, that was...
Nah, he's a filthy producer. Fire,
eh? Oof.
Mans is also
Joburg-based.
Joburg-based.
Yeah, he's coming through.
He's coming
north
through.
Side.
You're going to see him just now.
Ah, away.
Man is representing and
away.
This is what the platform is for. We want you guys to collaborate. We want you guys to link up. People you haven't seen before, people you haven't met before. You know?
Yeah.
If you're feeling this stuff, I'm sure you'll be feeling your stuff.
Why you always mind in the guts? I just need to make jokes. I'm here to lighten things up.
You know, get a love, Yana.
Yeah, it's the wrong room to be getting that love, Yana. Yeah. From,
okay.
Yo, just, man. Yeah, just
throw
just
people off.
I love
this thing now. Yeah, I won't lie. It's no longer me going bam bam bam.
It's just
it's official.
You got the button now.
Yes. You see, 2017 via 2018, we're moving on up, baby.
Hey, dude, movements step by step, block by block.
Wolves come out to play.
Hey, y'all got a cop that on SoundCloud, man. Wolves come out to play. Then tomorrow you got a cop. Sex is a drug and Club Live Affair on SoundCloud dropping tomorrow.
Why should you tell people your deeds, man?
Oh yeah, follow me on Twitter at @LennyBanks_ and then on Instagram at @LennyBanks_SA_.
Sure, sure.
Sweet.
Should we give them sex as a drug?
I think
give it
think
to them. Give them sex as a drug.
I feel like they need to know that sex is an actual drug, guys.
It's a drug.
It releases endorphins and all that shit in your head, man. Like, sex ain't no joke, man. You ain't gotta be playing with that shit.
Hey, dog, you gotta understand, bro. You gotta understand. So this is a single I'm dropping tomorrow with my boy from the UK. He's UK Zimbabwean. His name is Omo 9000. Omo, because he's just too clean on the beat.
Yeah.
I like that.
Where's this hype? Where's the?
Yeah. That's what we're missing.
Okay, that was amazing, Omo.
Nah. You'll hear him out. You'll hear him.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
That was straight up fire.
Yeah.
Hit him with the air horn.
Sex is a drug, ladies and gentlemen.
The most powerful drug.
The most.
Are you, dude? You do deserve the horn. You definitely deserve the horn. All right. So now the thing is, one of my inspirations to say of recent, Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
Just dropped.
Sire.
Did you guys see that moonwalk?
Man.
The cleanest moonwalk I've seen since Michael Jackson.
Oh my days.
Oh my God.
That was so clean. It was too clean.
From every single angle.
My boy.
It was too slick.
All the different videos I saw, I was just like, no, there's no
edit. And can I tell you what?
That's actually him.
He made it so clean. And after he was like, guys, what do you, this is just,
he was like,
this is the thing.
I'm just vibing.
He was even like, yeah.
The night before.
Man, moonwalks smoother than I can slide across this room with this wheelie chair.
Dude.
And he
played it so chill, dude.
Slid across
when
the
they asked him where he learned it, he was like, oh no, my mom just told me, you know. I watched a couple videos.
Jada Pickett Smith.
Shout out
Jada. Please, teach me.
Teach me.
That's all I'm asking. Just that's all I need.
Guy was even in Karate Kid, bro. He waxed on, wax off. Bro. He is Mr. Miyagi.
He definitely waxed on that floor.
Boy.
Yeah. Man's still waxy from
just
slide
to the left.
He must jump on YouTube with some tutorials there.
Yeah.
Moonwalk tutorials, bro.
So what I was getting
Michael
at,
Jackson wasn't able to do that stuff. He must jump on 2018.
No.
If Jackson was alive this time,
wait, quick question. If Jackson was alive this time, do you think he would have jumped on the trap hype?
Nah.
Actually, I guess
Michael Jackson.
I can imagine he wanted to spit.
He wanted to spit on 50s in the club back in the day.
Jamona,
imagine that.
I think apparently he's right here, so let's ask him.
Yeah, he's revived, back from the dead, huh?
Nah, but guys, if we're chatting about Michael real quick, I feel like no one has been a greater performer.
Than Mr. Jackson.
True. No one.
Nah, I second that.
No one.
I third that.
I support
like,
that.
I agree wholeheartedly.
It touches my soul that he's gone, because that man
was a god.
Dude, I remember, I forgot which, who he was with. Right, it was like, I think it was Chris Tucker. Did you see that performance he did with Chris Tucker and Chris Brown? And boy.
What do you mean? He did a performance with Chris Tucker and Chris Brown?
At like concerts. I'm gonna try.
But my laptop's in front of me, bro. Go on YouTube and look for that issue right now. What?
Dog, because it was incredible.
The one that he did with Usher.
What did Chris Tucker do?
That one I've seen. I haven't seen.
He
the
literally
Chris.
Just doesn't.
No, but no. But Tucker can move though. Don't disrespect Tucker. He can move.
I take it back. I apologize.
Don't disrespect Tucker, bro.
I'm gonna pull up this footage just so
I can see.
Huh? That's one person I really wish I got to see live. Because my parents got to. Yeah,
I got to see. He came to SA, bro.
You're lucky.
When we were hella young, bro. Yeah, I was I was nani when I saw him.
I was there.
Little shaking movements and all that, bro. My mom even dressed me up like Michael, bro. Had the hat, real red jacket. White glove, vest, jeans, leather jeans as well. Bro.
Okay.
Wait. Even at the, you know, them penguin shoes, bruh?
Ow.
Bruv.
This guy's
mom
hooked him up, bro.
Up, son.
Shit.
And I think she's giving the whole outfit away.
Mamzo's the one. Shout out to you.
Shout out to your mom. Because she sounds like an amazing lady.
Nah, she's the one.
I'm going to hit her up with the hype.
Yeah, I got the hype beast mama. Been dressing me since 95.
Thank you. Thank you.
But then where's all the merch though?
Hey, brother, merch is coming. It's actually coming. I've got hoodies and stuff out. You know?
Serious?
Yeah. I've got
tell people where they can find that shit, dog.
Bruv, it's on.
Plug yourself shamelessly.
Bro, plug it.
It's on this website called Art Season. .com. It's basically like a platform for different designers and stuff to drop their stuff at like very reasonable prices. Like they source the materials and like help you out and stuff like that. So it's like a company one of my boys in the UK has started. So I've been dropping. Yeah, no, for real, man. You should check it out. It's www.artseason.com.
I'm there.
There we go. And then you go under Artesians and you go to Alpha Pack. And there you will find the fan merch.
I like the site, bro. Like, it's clean.
It's clean, huh?
You said it was what? Let me try and find this thing. Art Season.
www.artseason.com. And then you... My page is called Alpha Pack.
So what, like navigation?
Oh, yeah. If I were to navigate you through the website, you would go to... Hold up. Let me just put it on my laptop real quick.
Everybody go onto this website right now. It's pretty sick.
Nah, it's damn dope,
Art
guys.
Art Season.
You spell season S-Z-N, by the way.
Oh, so I'm on the wrong side.
You're on the wrong side, comrade. ArtSZN.com.
That's something you should have mentioned to start with, bro.
My bad.
But this one, can I tell you what?
Wait, is there another one?
It's a clothing thing. Like, the side is still clean.
Okay, no, the other one's a lot cleaner, though.
Ooh!
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
I was like, where can I find artisans? But I don't want to sound like a Popeye.
No, my guy. So you go to artisans, or even go to exclusives. My thing is under exclusives.
Damn, man's an exclusive now.
Yeah, you're done now.
I founded Alpha Pack.
Alpha Pack.
Just next to ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
Boy.
Okay.
So that's just the Alpha Pack plain Jane hoodie that's out right now.
Got the young footprint on the chest.
You know,
letting them know that the wolves are out.
We out here. Come run with the wolf pack, baby.
They ain't playing.
So yeah, these are the plain Jane. This is the plain Jane design. And then after I've dropped my single, there will be a six is a drug design as well. So look out for that one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm hitting with the low and slow voice.
I'm
going
to wait to see
one. Boy, they need to hear how intoxicating it sounds. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Damn, man's coming here with intoxication and tings, saying bro, sex is a drug.
You know the ladies on the line, they're hearing this too, man.
They're shouting out, they're agreeing.
The followers on Instagram now, phone just blew up. Okay, but you guys sidetracked me from Jaden Smith, come on.
Oh, howdy. Let's get back to that one.
Remember?
Brushed straight past Michael Jackson.
Dog. Like anyway. We went from because of that moonwalk.
No, the moonwalk, though. We're back at it again, bro.
That moonwalk is so smooth. It took us from Jaden to Michael.
And then back to Jaden. Oh, no, Daniel, don't do that.
Okay, guys, so we're talking about Jaden. So here he is with Icon. Because, you know, Misfits apparently just did it.
Icon living, start a record label, Misfits just did it. Ooh. Nylon, couple 5 minutes. Whoa, we are too hot in the business. Ooh.
Well, that was a pretty abrupt ending to the song.
Guys, Jaden. Jaden, though.
Yeah, that was not smooth at all.
Guys, Jaden, though.
No, he killed it. His whole album was fired.
We definitely just watched that.
Can I tell you what?
I listened to that album back to back like four times.
So many times.
Remember, I was telling you guys, I was like, I'm inspired by him, dude.
He's inspired by him, bro.
And he's original, bro. Some of his clothes are a bit weird sometimes, but he's original, dude. But bro, still rocks it, boy.
That's the thing. It's like you need those things in order to push you forward. You see it as weird now.
I mean, I still respect it, bro.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is people may see it as weird now. Give it 3 months' time, it'll be hype.
The thing is with Jaden, like, if A$AP Rocky was, like, maybe 15, 20 years older, Jaden would be our ASAP. That's how I see it.
I vibe with them.
Yeah,
actually
makes
a lot of sense.
I feel like Jaden is actually, he's going to be the arrowhead, or like he'll be at the forefront of creative innovation.
Oh, because for sure.
He is already.
Man has Misfits.
No one can. Like,
clothing, record label. Said it in the song.
Guy's acting. Like, what is he not doing? Bro. In the entertainment industry, what is he not doing?
He's done dog,
all
actually.
Of it. All of it.
It's almost as if, like, what has he not done?
You know what I mean?
But that's what it is, bro. I feel like
everything else is just he's doing it.
You can't put a label on him. You can't say, nah, he's a musician or he's a rapper or he's an entertainer. Man is a creative. Man has no bounds. Man cannot be defined by a label.
Him.
Exactly.
You can't categorize him.
Death of... What did we speak about last week?
Death of the genre, man.
Death of the genre. It should be death of the labels, dog. Yeah,
death of the genre, you know.
Yeah, dude. Because, I mean, no person should stick to their own genre, to their one specific craft, you know?
You know what I mean?
If you can do it, do it.
If you can diversify yourself, bro. Yeah, it's like in stocks, bro. You don't just buy one portfolio.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Diversify.
Each man is coming here with the stock charts.
Hey, boy, Forex, what you say?
Yeah. Come with their cryptocurrency.
What you say? Hey, on that note, have you guys seen what Bitcoin's been doing lately?
Boy.
Justice!
Poison. Let me tell you, if Justice. I was 10 years older, I would have jumped on this.
Boy, can I tell you?
Older?
Not
no,
even, wait, can I tell
you? I didn't have the rack to do it back then.
Wait.
When I first saw this Bitcoin thing coming, I clapped, dude. I was like, this thing
boy,
is going somewhere.
You're going to clap how angry I am with myself for not investing when I had the opportunity. Because I had the opportunity. Some guy told me about it when it was at 20 cents for the coin.
You lied.
20 cents.
Bro.
For the dollar. For
bro.
One Bitcoin.
It's okay, dog.
Bruh.
It's
okay. Do you understand how I'm feeling right now?
We can make money other ways, bro.
Like, I know, but like, shit.
No, but dude, at the beginning of this year, I remember telling everyone, because I remember Bitcoin, to buy one Bitcoin, it was about 1,000 something dollars. In South African rands, it was about 17,000 rand. And me and a group of friends were like, okay, I think it actually needs to be done. We didn't take action. Boy.
You know where it's sitting now?
Boy. 20 something thousand dollars. It reached 20 just
north,
the other day.
North of 250k rands, boy.
Dog. Imagine. Dog.
That time I could have bought gang for 20 cents. Pay my whole allowance on that shit. Imagine if I had that shit now.
Can I tell you what?
I wouldn't be an allowance anymore.
Boy.
Let me tell you.
Forbes would be knocking on my motherfucking door.
Dude, and I saw that thing for what it was ages ago, dude. But my parents don't listen to me, dude.
Ah, but dog,
bruh.
Can I tell you what it is?
Bruh, I'm trying to get my dad to jump on that ish now, bro.
You know what I was? I was actually
speaking
to.
Now.
I was speaking
it.
To someone that actually like does a lot of investing in stocks, and what he was telling me was he was like, if you want to invest, don't wait for anything.
Yeah.
Once you wait, it's too late. What if you are waiting for Bitcoin?
Dog, the truth in that.
The train is gone.
The truth in
if
that,
you are looking to invest in something, like, don't wait for invest, just put that money.
Santa, bro.
You need to take action,
be ready to risk it all, bro.
Yeah,
because
that's
hey
it is, bro. That's
when you
it.
Win you win big,
yeah,
bro.
That's true, dog. But I mean, you gotta spend money to make money, let's be real. So
that's true.
You ain't gonna make a cent if you ain't got
gonna
money
spend
to
a cent
in.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be in part two of today's show. We're gonna be talking about how people come up in the creative industry, how producers start off with nothing into having their own home studios, how people start their own creative fashion lines from their house. So stay tuned. We got more coming for you guys. It's hot. It's hot. So no one's going to like...
Super hot. Fire.
Super hot.
Boy.
Thank you. Super hot. I'm busy like...
I'm not a rapper.
But I'm not a rapper.
Busy saying
but
like,
I'm not
it's
a rapper.
Hot. It's hot. And no one's like...
Yeah, you're waiting for us to hype you. I was just
dude,
watching you.
I needed it, someone...
You control the air horn. Hype
you know what I mean? Hype yourself,
hype
dog.
Hype yourself.
This
you
know, is literally what we
God gave
about.
You arms and legs,
my
nigga.
Like, you got to hype yourself. You can't rely on others, on the hype of others.
That's so true.
Exhibit one.
That fist bump, so number three, racked up.
Fuck yeah.
Now Lenny's just throwing them around.
Nah, that's not even, he spoke bars there, bro. He spoke bars there, bro. He
that's
deserved
true.
That bump, bro.
That's true.
Thank you.
I don't just throw him around, yeah, bro. What, you can't sell, you didn't get one? Huh?
Not, you have two, bro. Relax.
You got two, bro. Chill.
I'm never satisfied.
You hear that, ladies? He's never satisfied.
Oh, ladies.
Whose fault is that now?
The, and then what?
Okay,
and
ladies, hashtag satisfy a day challenge. It's on now. Let's do this.
That's one hell of a challenge.
This is not a sponsored post or this is not a sponsored, you know, advertisement. This is just live, you know.
This is not a drill.
You see, I'm just not quick enough with the hype sirens.
Because we actually need to get like a button.
That's
like a big ass
one,
man.
Yeah.
Red button,
like the one that says "Do not press"
and then smack that thing, bro. Every time you have a guest and they'll be like, "Why does that button say do not press?" It's like,
you're
ain't
supposed to press. That's for you, not for me.
That's for you to read, nigga.
All right, so I feel like unfortunately today's show with Lenny has come to an end.
I gotta go, man. Man's got obligations today.
Yeah, man, you ain't got to go home. But
unless you are feeling coming on in part two with Tuso.
You down?
Tuso, do you mind, sir?
Let's do it, it's icy out here, man.
I'm gonna be back for segment two, ladies and gentlemen. Lenny Banks, Wolf of Joburg, North King, out here.
So, Lenny's gonna come back in session two to, I don't know, throw it around. Maybe we'll do a Young freestyle session for about 15 minutes. Maybe you'll get something from Young Yao.
Young Yao.
Young Yao. Young Sar.
I hope not. I'm kidding.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Oh, and by the way, like, by part two, you mean our next show?
Yeah, part two. This is a two-part series, blood.
Yeah. So I'm saying, all I'm saying is the anticipation during that week is going to be heavy.
Yeah.
Yo, they must heavy, know, bro.
Yeah. They
must
heavy,
bro.
Just acknowledging they must the chill anticipation.
They and must then what?
And then? During. Yeah? Dinsang, got the anticipation. What must we do now when they anticipate it?
Okay, I'm just going to switch off your mic.
Okay, so live here from Cliff Central, the boys at the Millennial Gen. This is a day out.
This is Mark Packham. Thank you so much for listening.
This is Kanyisa Palmer. Have a great day.
And before we say goodbye, let us plug one more time because why the fuck not?
www.themillennialgen.com.
Insta, The Millennial Gen. And Lenny Banks, one last time.
At @LennyBanks_SA. Instagram, Twitter, Lenny_Banks.
Thank y'all for listening.
And we are.
Do say. CliffCentral.com.